Hormonal changes in the menopause, a decrease in estrogen, for example, make women more prone to skin problems because moisture is no longer so easily retained.
Herzlich willkommen zum PTA-Funk, dem Podcast für PTA und alle, die uns zuhören möchten. Mein Name ist Julia Pflegel und ich bin die Chefredakteurin von Das PTA-Magazin, der Mutter des Podcasts. Eine Kundin leidet unter atopischer Dermatitis und lässt sich in der Apotheke zu passender Dermokosmetik beraten und das Ganze auf Englisch. Hören Sie den englischen Dialog zwischen PTA und Kundin und frischen Ihre Fremdsprachenkenntnisse damit auf. Falls Sie den Dialog mitlesen möchten, können Sie das auf unserer Website das-pta-magazin.de/englisch tun. Die Website ist direkt unter dem Podcast verlinkt. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören und Liken nicht vergessen.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
I'd like some advice concerning my skin.
Yes, of course. What's the problem?
I had atopic dermatitis as a youngster, and it made my life a misery. But I grew out of it, and that was that. But recently, it seems to have come back with a vengeance. My skin feels too tight. It's irritated, dry, and red, and the itching is more intense than I remember. What can I do about it?
Where is it?
On my hands, my elbows, and at the back of my knees. Here, I can show you.
Oh dear, that must be most uncomfortable. May I ask your age?
I'm 56. Why?
Hormonal changes in the menopause, a decrease in estrogen, for example, make women more prone to skin problems because moisture is no longer so easily retained. The skin loses elasticity and becomes thinner. You may not be aware of the fact that atopic dermatitis is just as common in the over 50s as in the under 18s. What have you tried so far?
Well, so far I've just used normal skincare products.
First of all, you'll need a gentle non-soap skin cleanser and a moisturizer, such as shea butter, which has anti-inflammatory and healing properties. It will soften the skin and improve the redness, roughness, and scaling. There are some good dermocosmetics available these days, but individual skin tolerance and personal trigger factors need to be considered. Try keeping notes about good and bad days.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Many products for atopic dermatitis contain flavonoids, which are quite helpful.
What are they?
They're phytochemical compounds found in many plants, fruits, vegetables, etc. They possess a number of medicinal benefits, including anti-inflammatory properties. And with the winter coming up, we should look for a product that is high in lipids too. Lipids are fatty, waxy, oily compounds that moisturize and protect against the cold. Moreover, you should apply sunscreen if you're going outdoors.
That's a lot to take in.
Don't worry, I'll explain as we go. Would you like me to show you the products I mentioned?
Yes, please. That's very kind of you. What happens if the product doesn't suit me or if it makes things worse?
Most manufacturers of dermocosmetics have a right of return policy for their customers. They know that problems can arise.
Oh, good. That's reassuring. What can I do when the itching gets really bad? I want to avoid scratching until the affected area bleeds.
Some products contain a substance called polidocanol that relieves itching. Nonetheless, you should make an appointment with a dermatologist.
Thank you very much. I'd like to see the skin products now, please.
Certainly.
Das war unsere aktuelle Episode vom PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von Das PTA-Magazin. Danke, dass Sie zugehört haben. Wir freuen uns über Downloads, Likes und Kommentare. Auf Wiederhören, bis zum nächsten Mal.